Now, President Trump announced changes last week to the National Environmental Policy Act, a landmark package of laws that first took effect in 1970 under then-President Republican Richard Nixon. President Trump said the regulatory changes would help create more infrastructure projects. They involve speeding up the environmental reviews that federally funded projects go through and not requiring regulators to look at the cumulative effect of a project on the environment and climate. Construction and business groups cheered the move. Many conservationists say it amounts to a giveaway to polluters and gives people affected by big projects less of a chance to push back. Steph Tai is a professor of law at the University of Wisconsin-Madison Law School, focusing on environmental law. Steph, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me here.
Well, first, can you talk about the National Environmental Policy Act generally and what it does?
Yeah, it was a federal law, as you mentioned, signed by Richard Nixon in 1970. And it's a law that requires all federal agencies to evaluate the environmental effects of their actions. And the language of the statute is it requires an environmental impact statement for federal actions leading to major changes or major major federal actions significantly affecting the environment. And so what that has ended up meaning is that federal agencies have had since then to do some kind of environmental analysis before engaging in any kind of project, such as an infrastructure project that you mentioned before, but also in many other areas, for instance, grant funding, permit giving, those are all included as federal actions. And so it's had a pretty wide-ranging effect in terms of creating this sort of pre-decisional analysis requirement for federal agencies.
Now, this is a law passed by Congress, signed by a president. How much leeway does a sitting president have to change the way it works on his or her own?
Well, this is interesting. So the statutory language has not changed, and so that will still be the hardcore kind of requirements. However, different administrations can pass what are called regulations implementing how they will apply the statute. And so what this administration has done through the agency called the Council for Environmental Quality, which is the agency that is charged under NEPA with administrating NEPA, they've issued these new sort of regulations interpreting NEPA. This has been a pretty substantial change because the first regulations issued by the CEQ were in 1978. There haven't been any major substantial changes like this until now. And so there's one, yes, there is an opportunity for this administration to change the interpretation of NEPA, but one, they are still bound to the underlying text of NEPA, which means that if litigants are able to assert that these current proposed changes actually conflict with the underlying statutory basis, they can be challenged. But if not, then yes, they can sort of change how this agency will sort of end up applying the National Environmental Policy Act.
Talking to UW-Madison Law Professor Steph Tai about changes to a key environmental protection law coming from the Trump administration. You can join in with your reactions, your thoughts, and your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. A big point the president has made and supporters of this decision have made is that, hey, the length of the current review process is really long. Here's a listen to what the president had to say.
So we're cutting the federal permitting timeline for a major project from up to 20 years or more, hard to believe, down to 2 years or less. So we have it down to about 2 years right now, Elaine, and I think 2 years or less. And our goal is 1 year.
So let's talk about what the president and others are calling a lengthy process under the current system. I think 20 years is not really the norm, but people say it can go many years, much more than 2 years.
Yes. So, yes, indeed. The process has been quite lengthy for certain types of projects. But part of the reason why it's been so lengthy is that they still have to meet the substantive requirements of the National Environmental Policy Act. And this is to get back to what I was saying earlier. Yes, a particular administration can say under the proposed regulations that agencies are only to take up to 1 year or up to 2 years with perhaps some exceptions by senior administrators, and that's what this administration has done. But nevertheless, the agency still has to comply with the substantive statutory requirements of the National Environmental Policy Act, which is to evaluate all of these changes before engaging in the project. And so if they do this sort of minimal two-year review, and really what it takes is actually, you know, 6 years of analysis or something, a court will still find that the agency has managed to violate the substantive statutory requirements of the National Environmental Policy Act, even if it manages to comply with the regulations that were issued under this administration. So yes, it might shorten it in a short run, but because of possible actual challenges arising under the statute, it still might be a lengthy kind of process.
That's the clock on the review process. There's another change here, and that is the idea that they shouldn't consider, these regulators shouldn't consider cumulative impacts of pollution, whether that's another pollution-emitting factory, say, in an area already hard hit by pollution, or downstream effects, say, on climate change. Can you talk about how this change might work?
Yeah, so I think the rationale behind this regulatory change is to allow agencies to consider a narrower round, like narrower set of effects, right, created by a project. And by considering a narrower set of effects, one, an agency might determine that the action doesn't, you know, significantly affect the human environment, and therefore would do a sort of smaller analysis known as the environmental assessment, or they would have to do less in the final EIS. That said, right, there still is, as I mentioned, the underlying substantive requirements of the National Environmental Policy Act itself versus the regulations. And what that means is that it's possible that an agency might not analyze what's called the cumulative effects because the regulations don't require it, but a court could still find that the agency failed to actually fulfill the requirements in the statute itself. So that's one of the other tricky things here. There's the regulations, which directs an agency to do something, but there still is that statutory language, which has not been changed by Congress at all.
We're talking to Steph Tighe, professor of law at the UW-Madison Law School, looking at changes the president is making to the National Environmental Policy Act. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of the changes to environmental law, this one and others that have been made by the Trump administration so far? Do you think the approval process for things like pipelines or highways or other projects should be sped up? Are you worried that this could ultimately lead to less oversight of pollution? How do you think we can strike a balance between the environment and infrastructure programs? Do you have questions about how this all works? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. 1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our talk with UW-Madison law professor Steph Tighe, looking at changes to the National Environmental Policy Act that the president announced last week. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question about these changes, the impact they might or might not have? Do you agree with the president's efforts, he says, to speed up approval of various kinds of infrastructure projects by shortening the potential review period? Do you have concerns, or do you approve of the president's overall approach when it comes to environmental regulations during his term? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Steph, if I'm hearing you right on the key changes in this provision from the White House, in a process level, they're going to look different. You think at a fundamental level, if and when they hit the courts, it may not make that much difference as to which projects get approved or not. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I mean, it might, depending on the way that the judiciary sort of interprets the actions of this administration. And as we know, this administration has also appointed a number of judges, which might be more sympathetic to this administration's view of what types of analysis are to be required under there. But most people think that, one, there still is going to be available substantive challenges under the National Environmental Policy Act. And two, this is driven a little bit first in order to demonstrate some kind of sympathy towards the sort of contractors who will be engaging in these infrastructure projects, and also perhaps to sort of put in some kind of framing that limits evaluation of long-term climate change effects. Because one of the things that's discussed most in their reduction of or removal of cumulative impacts analysis is the suggestion that's brought in there that it shouldn't be analyzed with a number of different other projects. And most observers think that's related to more power kind of projects and pipeline projects.
Well, and I don't think climate change was first and foremost on the mind of lawmakers in 1970. So is that something that might pass muster in the courts saying, don't consider this thing that wasn't, I imagine, specifically enumerated in the law?
It could be. I mean, again, there's many different types of interpretive techniques for statutes, and a more textual kind of interpretation would be, and we saw that actually in the Bostock case, this term from the Supreme Court, which involved the interpretation of sex under the Civil Rights Act. A textualist interpretation might say, you know, it doesn't matter what was in the mind of Congress at the time. What matters is the actual language of the statute. And if it substantively affects things, it doesn't matter if it substantively affects because it adds to climate change or doesn't. If it substantively affects things, then it does. It's still included, even if the drafters of the National Environmental Policy Act didn't contemplate this specific kind of thing. So again, it'll depend a lot on the philosophy of statutory interpretation that's applied by judges.
Talking to UW-Madison Law Professor Steph Tighe about a couple of changes to a key environmental law, the process for enforcing that law made by the Trump administration. Steph, let's look at this now as part of the whole. Can you talk about the direction we've seen from the Trump administration when it comes to executive orders, regulatory changes like this one, when it comes to environmental enforcement?
Well, it's interesting. Two different types of levels. One, the administration has shown a clear devotion to trying to sort of streamline allowing federal projects to proceed if they're federal projects involving infrastructure, power plant approval, pipeline approval, all of these sort of approvals that many environmentalists are more skeptical about. However, at the same time, these executive orders have been challenged in court as being insufficiently based upon some kind of rational basis. And so many of these changes have been, many of these proposed changes or even their final changes have been held up in court for a while. And it is possible that this will happen here with this sort of final regulation put out by the CEQ. There's a number of groups that have been talked about as probably raising various challenges. And so that will also come into play as we see this administration proceed. There's a chance that it'll get overturned. And so this might not matter in the first place. I don't know exactly how that'll go.
Let's bring on a caller now. Charles is with us in Eau Claire. Charles, hi.
Hi. I was wondering, it seems like the overall goal of these changes is to accelerate these infrastructure programs. Is there any other way to do that without changing these environmental regulations?
Charles, thanks for the call. Sorry, go ahead, Steph.
Oh, sorry about that. I mean, you know, if Congress actually wanted to specifically exempt any kind of specific infrastructure project from that, Congress could do that itself, right? They could basically create a statutory exemption for a particular project for NEPA, and that would allow the project to proceed. So if there was both White House commitment and congressional commitment to that, something like that, that could very well streamline the project. There are other ways to sort of streamline projects by actually engaging in projects that don't have these kind of environmental impacts. That is, if a project adds on mitigation measures such that the level of that project's environmental impacts don't actually significantly affect the environment, then they won't have to go through the much lengthier environmental impact statement analysis kind of process. So one, streamline, yes, Congress could just streamline it. Two, they could just go up at the very beginning and engage in environmental mitigation measures such that the project doesn't have much of an effect either.
Charles, thanks a lot for that call. Steph, looking ahead, if President Trump wins re-election, this kind of regulatory change presumably would stay in effect. If another president were to take office, would they have the same latitude to switch back to the way things were before this announcement?
Absolutely. They can, another administration can go through and issue a new CEQ reg. They'd have to go through the same process, do a draft regulation, allow for public notice and comment, and then issue a final regulation. But a final, a new administration could change this proposal. The other thing too is actually if the Democrats keep the House and attain Senate, they could use what's called the Congressional Review Act to also rescind these sort of late term kind of regulatory approaches. That's what happened at the beginning of the Trump administration when the House and Senate used the Congressional Review Act to rescind a number of late sort of term Obama administration regulations. So that's also a possibility as well, depending on the numbers.
In our last minute or so, Steph, do you think this is going to be hashed out in courts before Election Day, or is this process going to take long enough that we'll still be figuring out what's going to happen after we all go to vote in November?
I suspect that it'll be till after we vote in November. It's going to be courts are already pretty backlogged with the number of challenges to other sort of Trump administration actions. And so that'll sort of tie things up in courts for a while. So I doubt that it will get to any sort of final decision until well after the election. There might be some kind of district court decision that arises if someone finds a hook enough to bring it to district court, but likely it won't be until after the election that we'll hear anything from courts.
Steph, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Steph Tai is a professor of law at the UW-Madison Law School. We've been talking about changes the Trump administration is making to a key environmental law, the National Environmental Policy Act. There's still time for you to share your thoughts. You can, as always, tweet us at Central Time WPR or head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page and let us know what you think.